This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
Starting today, undocumented immigrants brought to the United States as children have a way to stay here a little bit longer, legally. Best guesses are almost 2 million people could be eligible for what's called the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals initiative. Once they file the right paperwork and pay a fee of $465, qualified applicants get a renewable work permit, good for 2 years, which sounds like a bargain. But Marketplace's Jeff Tyler reports not everybody thinks so.
Many who qualify for the Deferred Action Program are taking a wait-and-see approach. Eric Huerta was 7 when his parents brought him to this country. Now he's 28 and studying journalism at a college in East Los Angeles. He's eligible for the program, but in an election year, he worries the rules could change. And he fears that information gathered now could one day be used to deport him.
Having friends who have had parents deported, having friends deported, I know differently how things work on paper and how things are executed. Are two completely different things.
Robert Ratliff is an immigration attorney in Mobile, Alabama. He says his clients have two concerns.
One is that it's a two-year program and they don't know what's going to happen at the end of 2 years. And two, by applying for this program, are they exposing their family and other maybe non-qualifying siblings to the government?
The application process can be complicated, and Ratliff says it's not for everyone.
Everyone needs to consult an attorney or a licensed immigration representative to really see if this is the right program for them.
But consulting a lawyer means another expense. Ratliff charges between $300 and $2,000, depending on the complexity of the case. And for applicants like Eric Huerta, even the $465 application fee is a challenge.
It's not exactly chump change, and that's not something I have in the bank right now. I'm a student. I'm unemployed.
Many others are in the same boat. To raise money for the application fee, Huerta says some communities are holding fundraisers or yard sales. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.